This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and this is a quick episode that I like to call Lessons of the Day, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The theme for today's topic revolves around money and investing. Kind of cool, different mindset rules to keep in mind when you're thinking of investing your money in the future. Based on a couple of articles written by Morgan Housel, the first set of rules are 8 financial rules that Jason Hartman talks about on his most recent podcast, based off of Housel's Business Insider article. The first rule is spending money to impress other people is the surest way to have less money. Kind of self-explanatory there. Pretty obvious. So don't spend money on the appearance of wealth. You want to spend it on things that appreciate in value. You want to celebrate and reward yourself for little achievements, small treats that don't create long financial obligations. So this is kind of cool way to think about spending money. Most people will spend money on liabilities. Toys, gadgets, cars, boats, keeping up with the Joneses, basically keeping up an appearance of a wealthy lifestyle. The biggest mistake here is that this may be fun today, but it's not setting you up for future financial success. To think of it in a really simple terms would be that any item that doesn't create consistent cash flow is a liability. And anything that does create consistent cash flow is an asset. And a good way to hedge your personal financial statement is to fund your liabilities with assets. That way, you're not spending your time to earn money to buy more and more things, only to impress other people. Rule number 2 is wealth is completely relative. Everything is based on relative pricing, based on the relative wealth of the population. You just have to be better than the average. And this kind of comes down to, say, lifestyle design. Earning a middle income average wage of America would put you on the higher income scale in a smaller country such as Thailand, where you could live a lot better lifestyle, whereas you could if you were earning that high wage here in America. So kind of something to think about, where it's all based on relativity, your wealth status, and your goal should be based on your particular situation's average wealth range. Kind of a good yardstick to go by. Rule number 3 is the goal of investment isn't to minimize boredom, it's to maximize returns. So true wealth is built using long and boring strategies. Investing shouldn't be a simple way to take up your time and to alleviate boredom throughout the day. Watching the ups and downs of the stock market might be interesting, but the ups and downs of the stock market really have little effect on your portfolio, because true wealth is built over those 50 years that money's in the stock market if you choose to go that route. Even more boring strategy is long-term buy and hold real estate, where you literally don't do anything other than buy a property and sit on it for the rest of your life and collect monthly rent payments. A lot of people get entertainment deep down out of watching the stock market, and then their emotions getting played because they're seeing the market go up, go down, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, and they end up doing the wrong thing, which is to buy when it's high and sell when it's low, which is the complete opposite investment strategy that anybody should have. Rule number 4 kind of flows on, the only way to build wealth is to have a gap between your ego and your income. This is a cool mindset thing, because you always want to be learning. You never want to act like you know everything in the market, because no one knows everything about anything. And it comes down to your savings rate. You want to save to invest. You never just want to save for saving's sake. Especially in today's economy, in 2017, where we have record low interest rates, saving for savings rate is just devaluating your own pool of money for future you to have to spend. Rule number 5, the most valuable asset is to have a strong propensity to not care what other people think. Put it in a different way, it's hard to soar with the eagles when you're hanging around with a bunch of turkeys. This comes down to not following the crowd. A lot of the times when the crowd is doing something, especially in investment terms, you don't want to be doing that same thing. It really comes down to your fortitude of character when you're investing. Keeping in mind you're playing for the long game, you're playing for the 50-year time horizon, even legacy wealth. To listen to the ebbs and flows of what other people are doing can be detrimental, because who are you listening to? Where is this crowd? Where does the vast majority of people get their financial information from? A lot of the times, the vast majority aren't well-educated, financially-minded people. So by following them, you're following herd mentality, crowd thought. You're not thinking deeply to the problem and really ignoring what the average person is doing. Rule number 6 is to spend more time studying failures than successes. This is really cool because, like anywhere in life, a failure is only a failure if you quit. Failures are perfect times to learn. Anytime you do anything, it's going to be a win-win scenario, because you're either going to win from it going right, or you're going to learn from it going wrong. And this is a great mindset to have, so you're never, ever not learning. The people you can learn from the most are really the people who are only 2 or 3 steps ahead of you. It'll be harder to learn from, say, Warren Buffett than someone that's just ahead of you, because you can follow in their footpaths. Their trail is a lot clearer than someone like Buffett, where his trail is so far ahead of everybody else. Rule number 7 is people are flawed. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense. This is really, really simple. Really self-explanatory. Just like the market will go up, go down on random ebbs and flows. Things will happen for no other reason. And it kind of flows onto his 8th rule, which is anything can happen at any time for any reason. Just like a lot of the investment portfolio warnings, historical trends are no indication of future trends, yet historic trends are one of the best predictors of future trends. Kind of this irony in the market where literally anything can happen. The next couple of points are again by Morgan Housel in his article, 16 Rules for Investors to Live By. This was published on December 8th in the Wall Street Journal. I was able to pull up the 16 rules, and we'll just go over them quickly here. Rule number 1 is all past market crashes are viewed as opportunities, but all future market crashes are viewed as risks. I think he's addressing here that 2020 hindsight, where everyone thinks they can couch quarterback the financial crisis, but when the time comes for a market crash and the opportunities are great, a lot of people's emotions will be scared, and they won't have the ability to act. Rule number 2, most bubbles begin with a rational idea that gets taken to an irrational extreme. This is highlighted everywhere. Look at the 2008 market crash. It was great to give people who can't afford housing, yet this got taken to an extreme, and we're still suffering the consequences of that in some areas. Rule number 3 is, I don't know, are 3 of the most underused words in investing. Really great mindset to have, always be learning, never stop discovering new things about what's happening, never assume you know everything too. Rule number 4. Short-term thinking is at the root of most investing problems. You don't want to chase that quick dollar in an hour. You don't want to chase true wealth that will happen over 50 years, 60 years. There is no get-rich-quick scheme. All of these overnight successes that we hear about take decades or longer to create. Rule number 5, investing is overwhelmingly a game of psychology. Kind of harkens back to all the previous points is here. It's all about your mindset, all about being strong in times of uncertainty, and even stronger in times of greatness, because the best time to fall is when you're at the top. Rule number 6 is things change quickly and more drastically than many think. Kind of harkens back to the previous point. You want to have a strong fortitude in times of crises. Have exit plans, have ways to get out of the market or out of your investments when you see times are bad, and it's backed up with a strong financial understanding of why you would want to get out at this particular point in time, which was predetermined. Rule number 7, The three of the most important variables to consider are the valuations of stock when you buy them, the length of time you can stay invested, and the fees you pay to brokers and money managers. This is perfect because you only ever make money when you buy the asset. You don't make money when you sell. It's when you buy, and that point in time is when the true money's made. You also want to do that long-term time horizon. The longer you can stay in any asset class, generally the better it is for you. And always look at your fees. Always look at your costs of doing business. Rule number 8, there are no points awarded for difficulty. Just because an investment's really hard to do doesn't mean the returns are going to be better. You're not going to get a trophy or a bonus extra points for doing something that was extremely hard when you didn't have to. It's great to work hard. It's better to work smarter. It's best to work harder and smarter. Rule number 9, a couple of times per decade, investors forget that recessions happen a couple of times per decade. It's a funny way to think about it. Study by the Cato Institute shows that the housing market crashes once every 18 years. A lot of people seem to forget that. However, if you had a 60-year time horizon, you're going to see 3 market crashes, but each crash brings us to the next high gain. So over those 60 years, that trend line is on the upswing, but within those 18 years, we get in crashes every single time. So lengthen the market matters, and pay attention to market forces. Rule number 10, don't check your brokerage account once a day and your blood pressure only once a year. Remember to focus on the things that are important. If you're dead and have $1 million, the $1 million is worthless. Pay attention to your health more than you pay attention to your investments, because just like we said before, long-term is the way to go, and looking at your investments hour by hour will only create emotional instability. Rule number 11 is you should pay the most attention to the investor who talks about his or her mistakes. This is because they're always learning. They're always looking back, reassessing what they did right, what they did wrong, and how they can fix it in the future. You should be the same. Rule number 2 is change your mind when the facts change. Yes, you should have hard and fast rules, but you should be willing to change those rules when the facts change. Never have a completely fixed mindset, because this is where you can run into a lot of problems. Rule number 13 is read past stock market predictions and you will take current predictions less seriously. So everyone can always predict that the stock market's going to crash, but they'll say that 10 times a year, and when it happens once in those 2 years, they're right 1 out of 40 times. Rule number 14 is there is no such thing as a normal economy or a normal stock market. Rule number 15, it can be difficult to tell the difference between luck and skill in investing. When people make money, they think they're really great, and when people lose money, they think it's bad luck and the market's fault. As a rising tide raises all boats, it's really hard to tell a truly great skilled investor when the market is on the upswing. Look at how financial advisors perform when the market tanks, and then you will truly see who a great investor is. And finally, the last rule is you're only diversified if some of your investments are performing worse than others. True diversification is a little bit of everything. An inch deep but a mile wide. Counter to that, what you really want to do is go an inch wide and a mile deep. So before you go into any investments, you want to know the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the lefts and the rights. You really want to know every single thing there is to know about that investment before you get invested. Just as Warren Buffett does, he doesn't invest in everything. He invests a lot in a couple of major companies. Same thing can be sold to you. Don't be a jack of all trades and a master of none. So that's all I have for today. So go out and go use it. Change your mindset about financial times. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.